All right. You are on the record for After Talk.
So Bryce, Brian and I were talking the other day, and I think we want to pivot on Cord Killers. Keep the name, but make it about corduroy.
Cord. What do you think? Oh, okay. Put a U in there. Cord.
Well, and actually, we wanted to commit murders as well. We wanted to be the corduroy killers.
I think we were supposed to keep that part away from Bryce, but I don't remember. I mean,
he's not wearing corduroy. Oh my God, he is wearing corduroy.
Oh, that's awkward. Yeah.
No.
These are chinos.
Yeah. Bryce Chino, had to look. Thank goodness.
He's
oh,
like,
sorry.
Wait a minute. Are they? We should make it clear we're not going to kill anyone wearing corduroy.
Hello, everybody. After Talk. A little bit of show news. I will be gone the next few episodes. John, who's been sitting in here, is going to take over some of these duties for the next few episodes. So.
Yay, John. Boo, Bryce. No, I mean,
that's right.
Yo, hooray,
well
hooray
for
hooray, everybody.
Yeah.
No, but John's learned a little bit about the tech side here, and I'm going to take a little bit of time off. He says maybe. You know, you're it's easy. You know about computers and stuff. I know you got this.
That's my least favorite thing for somebody to tell me. Like, yeah, I do, but I don't know all the things.
everybody keep an eye out for that.
So you will not be here next week.
Correct. Yeah.
And then, so you'll be on your sabbatical.
I'll be on some time off. I still need to figure out what I'm going to do if I want to go somewhere.
So before you come back, we'll run out of Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Invincible, won't we?
We will. Because Falcon, we've only got two more episodes.
I almost expect Bryce to go like, will I be missing those?
I'll be missing Invincible. That sucks.
Yeah, I will be. I guess we need to keep an eye out for what will replace Falcon and Invincible. John will be able to handle it. That's a very easy twist to make. What do you guys have in your mind? I know that we talked briefly about, what was it, the Nevers? The Never Nudes?
Just premiered this Sunday.
So that would be about like three or four episodes to catch up on if you pick that up.
It's only got six listed. Is that right?
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
So that might be something where you get a little late to it and you got to catch up a lot.
I know we have a ways to go on Hannibal. What was the second place one? Was it Terriers we were talking about?
We did talk about Terriers.
Yeah, okay.
We have another season and a half on Hannibal.
Yeah.
Well,
we got a ways to go.
For replacing Invincible, Jupiter's Legacy shows up May 6th.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
So that could work out. We would need something else for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's May 6th. How many weeks is that? 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's perfect. I believe that would be perfect, right? Because then...
Yeah. That would slot in nicely.
After Invincible, okay.
But then, I don't know what we do. We'd have to do something else between the Falcon and Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty doesn't come till the end of June.
When does Loki start? Doesn't Loki start after Falcon?
I don't know.
Oh, please say
I thought
does.
The whole thing that they were doing was like a Real Housewives
Loki
thing where it never...
and the Winter Soldier.
Where it never ends. Loki is scheduled to premiere June 11.
Okay, so we got a gap. Maybe we do movies.
Yeah,
movies for a little while.
We could do movies. I'll tell you what, man. Like that's one. We already talked about it, but that's one I would lean into making everybody watch is the Manhattan Project. I was just pleased with how
I'd be
it
into
was.
That. It sounds fun. It sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched Cord Killer's Cold Open movie from a few weeks ago, the WeWork documentary.
Oh, really?
I thought it was interesting. It looks, because I think it's from the same people who did the Hulu Fire Festival documentary.
Right.
And so it's kind of a lot of that, of like, you know, a lot of source footage and news footage. And then, you know, you can see where they use stock art or stock, not really Family Guy footage, but definitely like, okay, we need to illustrate money. Here's a stack of money or something like that. But I thought it was pretty cool. Like it does a good job of telling that story of kind of a, I don't know a good way to describe him, but a very persuasive business leader.
Yes,
given a lot
he is electric.
Yes. But I thought it was pretty good, and it felt like a pretty good watch because I think we were shooting ads that day. I was like sitting down and I had plenty of time to watch something, and I started Nomadland and I turned it off after about 3 minutes because I was also playing a game at the same time.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I can't do this way right now, clearly. So I'll get back to Nomadland.
I don't think it's spoilery, but how great is that genuine orientation scene at the Amazon factory?
Oh, that was interesting.
It's like, who can give us a
safety tip?
Mm-hmm.
Like they very clearly were just like, just do your orientation. Yep. And it's like, okay, cool.
Because it sounds like I hear that's like kind of the orientation for like big box retailers like Walmart, where you start with the chant and the claps every day what have you. It sounded exactly like that.
Also, I love that Wal Drug is in there. And they shot at Wal Drug in South Dakota.
Like, oh, the fried everything place, right?
Yeah.
The
place that you really can't drive through the center of this country above Oklahoma and not see a billboard for it.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, it's great. I'm really excited for you to experience it, Bryce. I think you're going to like it quite a bit. And you're right. Your impulse of. It is worthy of your full attention.
Oh yeah,
as few movies are.
Well, because it's very visual. Like there's dialogue, and the dialogue's important, but the story isn't told through the dialogue as much as it is through the visuals. Right. I mean, it's a combination.
I mean, it's like the opposite of the WeWork thing. Like the WeWork, and it's a good documentary, but it is a podcast that has video on top of it, which is not a bad way to cut and edit videos or documentaries.
We drove past a WeWork location yesterday. We went to get some Shake Shack, and I was like, oh, look, WeWork.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
It still exists. Like, they're still in business.
It's so weird because, like, it is a good, it's a fine idea. It makes a lot of stuff make sense.
It's
except for all the stupid stuff that they did.
It's like, turns out that when they get around to selling the product you would expect them to sell, it's a fine product.
It seems fine.
But man, they took a long journey to get around to selling it. It's like hamburgers. Hamburgers. We're going to take over the world where we make giant robot truckosauruses. It's great. Hamburgers. You're like, you know what? We should just sell hamburgers.
Let's do the hamburgers.
You should do that.
Cure cancer, but hamburgers, man. They're just really good. You didn't have to claim they cured cancer. We'd still eat them.
The thing about the education stuff, they wanted to like get into education and making schools from the WeWork Corporation was very like, what? Like that's, I think, a very clear sign that they are way past the event horizon of like completely lost direction, misdirection.
Well,
I see where that fits in like the vision fund thing of like, hey, how does, if WeWork controlled the world, what would WeWork do? Well, it'd probably have schools and probably have housing, but it's definitely like, what are you talking about? There's no way you're not gonna make schools.
I'll be really curious to see what the visual version of this is, because the podcast was called We Crashed from Wondery, and they played a lot of clips, and it's like you can hear that energetic electric enthusiasm, and you can imagine getting swept up and like, oh, you're right, if only we all came together, then there's nothing we couldn't do or whatever. Yeah. And then,
and I see some of that. I understand, like, I think I get the rhetoric of it, I think I understand the rhetoric of it, and they do play a good amount of like footage and interviews and stuff, like probably less than, because I don't know how long the Wondery thing is, it's only 90 minutes.
I want to say it's like six 40-minute episodes or something.
Okay, so they get more time to breathe in here. But you do see a lot of the footage of them making the pitch, and it's I don't think it's a bad pitch, and I think that is probably how you would grow a company like that if it was, you know, if someone said, hey, do you want to try to make a multi-billion-dollar company overnight? Like, I see the direction. I don't see the vision. I guess
I hear what you're saying.
I don't see the direction.
Look, Bryce, I'm reading you loud and clear.
Okay.
Every day we start off clapping and chanting and shouting and <That's> not correct. Oh, got it. All
right. Happy modern rogue time. Happy modern rogue.
Don't write that down, John.
I like how you make everyone get tattoos. You know, the Bizarre Magic Ink.
The Bizarre Magic Ink. All right. We got to go out on
Is that?
It's going to be a short one.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.